AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden, Vice President Harris, and top military officials take part in a wreath-laying ceremony this Memorial Day at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier at Arlington National Cemetery. In his first Memorial Day address, as President, Biden called on the people to remember.
Remember those who gave their all in the service of America, in the service of freedom, in the service of justice. Remember their sacrifice, their valor, and their grace.
Police in the Miami area looking for the gunman involved in two fatal shootings over the weekend. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava tells WPLG,
"We will do everything we can, and use every resource available to bring these people to justice."
Two people were killed and at least 20 others wounded when three people got out of a car and opened fire with assault-style rifles and handguns on a crowd headed into a concert venue in northwest Miami-Dade, Florida. Late Friday night, a drive-by shooting outside another venue left one person dead and six others wounded. The UN's International Atomic Energy Agency says it has not been able to access measurement data, seals on Iran's atomic program, in more than 3 months since Iran began restricting international inspections of its facilities. The IAEA reported in a confidential document to member countries seen by the Associated Press that it has not had access to the data from its online enrichment monitors and installed measurement devices since February 23rd. The Supreme Court could decide as early as tomorrow, if it will hear Johnson & Johnson's request to review the $2 billion verdict for women who claim the company talc's products cause their ovarian cancer. This is AP News. The nation may have turned the corner in the pandemic, but the coronavirus is still a threat. Here's Rita Foley.
First, the good news. The rate of infections and deaths in this country is at its lowest level since the earliest days of the pandemic. The secret? The COVID vaccines. More than 50% of Americans have gotten at least one COVID shot, and about 40% are fully vaccinated, according to the Bloomberg COVID tracker. But now the sad news. The U.S. has lost more lives to COVID than any other nation on Earth. More than 594,000 people. Worldwide, more than 3.5 million people have died. I'm Rita Foley.
Joe Lara, who portrayed Tarzan in the 1990s television series Tarzan, The Epic Adventures, is one of seven people believed killed in a plane crash Saturday in a Tennessee lake. Lara was on the plane with his wife, Gwen Shamblin Lara, who founded the Remnant Fellowship Church in Brentwood, Tennessee. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.